Simon Yud of the Orchas Yosher by Rechaim Konievsky, Zecher Tzanik, Bekanish Levracha, Lechai, Olam Abba, is on the topic of Chinuch. More than a summary, this recording should be understood to be a plug, so learn every word carefully. It's important to understand that Rav Chaim approached everything from a pure Torah Hashkafa, and even something like Chinuch that involves psychology and an understanding of the time, the place, the person, nonetheless the dynamics are all found in the Torah. Take a look at Os Hei, where he describes this in Hafach Ba Dukulo Ba, in greater detail. Rechaim does not address the big picture of Chinuch directly. He zeroes in on the pratim of discipline, the attitude of the disciplinarian, the importance of parents being on the same page, not giving children an inflated sense of themselves, and the critical nature of the tefillos of parents for their children. He says that some people think nowadays that children should never be compelled to do anything. Nothing should be forced upon them. Rather, they should be making their own decisions, and that's how they'll come to their own understandings and will want to do the right thing organically. He quotes from source after source, so this is incorrect. Again, he doesn't explain the psychology behind it. He just points out that the Torah demands discipline and even compulsion. The well-known pasuk in Mishlei, one who spares the rod hates his son, one who loves his son gives him musar early on. Rashi explains it to mean that failing to discipline a child will result in the long run that the father will hate him because the kid is going to go off the derech. We find this by Avram and Yitzchak, with Ishmael and Esav, David and Melech, and Avshalom and Adonio. And he says that not only that, but the children that were not disciplined rebel against their parents, and the ones that were disciplined have a better relationship with their parents. Provided, as I'll describe a little bit later, that this is done in the correct fashion. He quotes a maise from Tana de Elio, that a father brought his son to shul. The child was not behaving. Despite requests from the kehila, the father refused to discipline him, saying, "Kids are kids." So the child continued this behavior. It only took a few years for disaster to befall the entire family. On the other hand, Eliyahu Hanavi encountered a completely uneducated fellow who would raise his voice, scream to answer Kedusha, because it was the only thing he knew how to do. It only took a few years for him to become a successful, influential businessman, even making aliyah, so to speak, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. However, one must be very careful, says Rav Chaim, never to discipline when one is angry. One should display anger when necessary, but never punish out of the emotion of anger. He says all that children learn from anger is that it's okay to be angry. In general, he says the longer children are exposed to an educator with bad midos, the more bad midos they learn, and they don't learn to emulate the positive midos of such an educator. Again, he simply quotes Chazal for all of this, Ayin Sham, none of this is psychology. He adds a great portion of chinuch comes from parents modeling and from being on the same page in what they model. Chazal explained that a child can only become a ben sora or moira if his parents have the same voice. It means that the child is only at fault when the parents were on the same page. If not, they share in the responsibility for his situation and he cannot be a ben sora or moira. Fascinating point, fascinating raya. It's important for parents not to inflate the ego of their children. He says by telling them that they are the smartest, the most talented, they are setting the children up for arrogance and for failure. They will not have friends and will falter in school, in yeshiva. Part of this is never to invalidate a Rebbe that criticized your children, even if the Rebbe was wrong. It teaches the wrong message. Even though how to respond, especially in that type of situation, is very tricky. Much depends on the tefillos of the parents. The most successful tefillos for children are the sincere ones of their parents. Finally, he writes that his father, the Stipler Goyin, advised people to learn Musar with their children starting at the age of 7, even for just a few minutes a day, from something they can easily grasp. They should know the world is not Hefgar. People do not live forever. There is Gan Eden and Gehenim. Over time, Yiras Shamayim will cling to them, and when they have Yiras Shamayim, everything will be good, but Ezras Hashem Yisborach.